Now, most of us consider accountability to be a good thing. We should all take responsibility for our actions. There should be a reward for goodness and a punishment for evil. Shouldn't there? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday we saw how those who do evil in this world rage against the notion of God's judgment, of there being heaven and hell, even though they don't believe in any of that stuff. And make no mistake, God will hold them accountable. Malachi chapter 4 verse 1, "See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch." But what about the flip side of that coin? What about those who live their lives to honor God? What's going to happen to them on that day of judgment that's surely coming? Well, next verse, verse 2. "But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall." Again, that's some vivid imagery right there. I don't know if you've ever been on a farm in the morning, seen the sun rise and the calves leaping around the yard, but it's one of the most joyful things you can ever imagine. And that's the life that's available for those who revere the name of God, who live to honor him as best they can, who follow hard after Jesus as one of his disciples. So if you're one of those, God means to bless you with a joy unspeakable from here to eternity. That's his word, fresh for you today. Of course, the life of a Christian isn't happy and clappy all the time. And if you're going through a rough patch, the good news is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.